Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Now time for Save Water Santa Fe with Christine Chavez. Good morning, Christine.
Hi, Esteban.
You know, you always have fascinating guests. And today you have two fascinating guests on your program. And really excited about today. But want to wish you a happy Good Friday and happy Easter to you.
Thank you so much, Esteban. Same to you. It's great to be here in person today. And yeah, we do have two really great guests, but I would also consider them to be two really good friends. And so really happy to start off the day with all of you. We have in the studio today Reese Baker, and I think he's like a local celebrity here in Santa Fe.
Yes,
and but I'll let him talk a little bit more about himself and his background. And then we have Maury Hensley, who is heading the Santa Fe Watershed Association. So welcome to you both. Thank you both for being on the show
with
me today.
Thank you.
Good morning. Yeah, thanks for having us.
Great. And one reason why we're all gathered today is because the three of us are participating in a panel tomorrow at the Southside Library Community Room from 2 to 3:30. And so I thought for this show, we could sort of give information about what we'll be talking about and hopefully draw some participants. And so, Maury, I'm going to go ahead and start off with you. And for our listeners who don't know you, maybe you can give a little bit of your background. And then let's just jump into, you know, right away, what we're going to be talking about tomorrow.
Sure. Well, good morning, everyone. My name is Maury, and as Christine said, I'm the executive director of the Santa Fe Watershed Association, and we've been a local nonprofit working to protect and restore the health and vibrancy of the Santa Fe River and its watershed since 1997. Very lucky to partner closely with Christine and other partners in the city of Santa Fe and throughout the community to work on education, restoration, stewardship, and advocacy programming and kind of reintroduce all of Santa Fe and everyone in our watershed to our river. Sometimes it's easy to forget that the Santa Fe River is the reason that we're all here. It's the thing that physically connects us and I would say beyond physically as well. But it's something that really deserves our respect and our care and our understanding. And so that's one of the things that I get to talk about a lot and so kind of provide this framework and hopefully invite more people to get motivated and educated to care for our river and watershed because it really matters for all of us.
And you guys are so active in the community, too. I know this spring there's several events coming up where the public can really participate. And so for all of you who want to learn more about the programming from the Santa Fe Watershed Association and how it really connects a lot of the work that we do here in water, please come to that panel session tomorrow at the Southside Library at 2 o'clock. And then we've got Reese. I feel like every time I hear your name or see you or interact with you, you have a million things going on and you're so passionate about the work that you do as well. And so what topics are you going to try to hit tomorrow?
Oh, gosh. Well, as you guys know, we are doing lots of different work with water. And I think the topic that I'm most interested in right now is the urban environment and sort of figuring out a paradigm shift for how we treat stormwater. We're in a situation where we always say that we're in a drought and we need to be really careful. We don't have any water, but I kind of feel that we do have the water. We just aren't utilizing it right. And we've talked about this many times, but you know, Maury and I teamed up a couple years ago on what they call a rain garden. And that's where you take stormwater off the street. And instead of letting it go into a culvert and dump right into the Santa Fe River or maybe right into one of our arroyos with no retention in the ground, with no pollutant remediation. You know, unfortunately, urban environments are relatively the main source and the cause of downstream ecosystems that are being polluted, freshwater ecosystems especially. And so these rain garden concepts are amazing because we take the water coming off the streets and we're putting it back into the ground. So we're slowly going to be recharging the aquifers. And even more importantly, we're taking that water and we're moving it through the biology of the soil. We've got a whole bunch of different grasses that we use that harbor different microbes that help break down some of those pollutants. And even more importantly are the beneficial fungi that we're using in some potential pilot projects for bioremediation of all the asphalts, the petroleum, the microplastics, E. coli, coliform. Oh, there's so many different pollutants that come off of these streets. And so the fungal mycelium grows out and becomes sort of a biofilter. And as the water moves through it, their unique set of enzymes can break down a lot of these different pollutants and yield them, safe in the environment again. And so we're really excited about this concept, and the city's been supportive, and of course you guys have both been supportive, and I think Santa Fe's pioneering some very exciting research in multiple ways, especially with water. So I appreciate all the support from the community and from all of you guys.
Awesome, Reese. And I did see an article in the paper yesterday about some of the work that you're doing. And I mean, I know we're sort of moving off topic a little bit, but it's very interesting. I thought, you know, it's a new pilot and probably want to have you on the show to talk specifically about that at some point. But, you know, how do you feel about sort of, you know, I met you a couple years ago and you were talking about, you know, entering a PhD program at UNM and looking for research projects and collaborating with, you know, I would consider scientists already in the city. You know, Aaron Kaufman, I know, is someone always interested in that type of research. And so a few years down the road, you know, you've really expanded that idea and I've seen it presented in a couple different forums. One of them is the Next Generation Water Summit with one of the demonstrations that we had as part of that. And so it's exciting, right, that now you're launching that idea citywide as part of a pilot. And so just looking back at some of that history and where you are now, I'm just really excited for you.
Well, thank you so much. I mean, you know, we have all these dynamic parts, you know, the elm tree, for example, like we were talking about with the paper article. Elm trees are insane. They're so powerful. They don't need any supplemental irrigation. And we have a battle between a lot of people that want to keep them. And I think that they're important for shade and for the urban heat island effect and all these different concepts. And then, of course, they're kind of taking over for the native species. So why not try to eradicate them using different fungi, which is a natural process. It's safe. And at the same time, some of the same fungi that we have been having some anecdotal evidence of them killing elm trees, we can take the elm tree that we cut down, plug those with these same fungi, and those are the same fungi that we're utilizing in the rain gardens to help purify the water. So the elm tree is becoming a multifaceted resource for our environment, and we should start thinking of it as that. You know, I think it's really neat. So the problem is the solution has always been one of my all-time favorite concepts. It's a permaculture concept. And, you know, we don't have any water. Oh, my gosh. Yes, we do. We're just not utilizing it right. We have billions of gallons of water that fall in this city every year. But it's intentionally engineered to drain off-site immediately. So if we can use that as a resource, that'd be great. Same thing with the elm tree. It's invasive, but it could be shaped. Some of the bigger specimens could be used as a nurse tree to get the different native trees to grow underneath it. And then all the smaller trees that we cut down, those can all be utilized as a carbon source to start helping us rebuild the aquifer in a clean way. I think urban environments should be the source of clean downstream freshwater ecosystems. And that's what sort of the ultimate goal would be. So the elm tree is a big part of that, everybody.
Yeah, I'm excited. Yeah. I think we should, I seriously want to talk about that because there's a lot of research coming out on our end too about elms. And so I think that would be a fascinating, you know, topic to talk about. But happy you're going to touch on that tomorrow. And again, for our listeners this morning, we are talking to Reese Baker, who is the owner of the Rain Catcher. And then we have Maureen Hensley, the executive director of the Santa Fe Watershed Association. And we're all here together sort of powwowing this morning for our event tomorrow at the Southside Library from 2 to 3:30, where we're going to be providing water wisdom for Santa Fe. So we're going to take just a short break and come back in just a few minutes and continue our conversation. The City of Santa Fe Water Division makes it easy to track your water consumption on an hourly, daily, or monthly basis with the new app for your smartphone. Download the new Ion Water app to keep track of your water use and to make sure you don't have any leaks. To download the app, go to ionwater.com or link through savewatersantafe.com. For direct assistance, please call 955-4333. And remember, saving water is always in season.
KSWV Radio, and we're back with Save Water Santa Fe with Christine, Maury, and Reese.
Thanks, everyone. So I did want to circle back to some of the work of the Santa Fe Watershed Association and let Maury talk a little bit more about all of these things that are happening this spring. I mean, I think the three of us just know our calendars are just every week, every weekend, I mean, until May or June. It just seems like it's the best time because this is a time where we all get to get together and share our messages, but it's a great time to learn. And so I wanted to give Maury the chance to talk about some of the ways that, you know, our community can help participate.
Yeah, thank you, Christine. And we certainly put on almost all of our events in collaboration with our partners at the city, so I want to shout that out. We have a lot of really relevant workshops coming up after our conversation together tomorrow. So I will shamelessly invite your listeners to go to our website at santafewatershed.org and sign up for our newsletter to make sure that I'm giving you the correct information because I don't actually have it in front of me. But I'm pretty sure that next weekend, the first weekend in April, we're really lucky to have Reese's close collaborator, Aaron Kaufman, lead a workshop on rain garden maintenance. So we're lucky enough to have a good number of rain gardens throughout the city now, and they need care and love. And so we're starting to organize volunteers to help take care of these rain gardens and learn more about them. So you can go to our website to learn more about that workshop. The following weekend, I think that's April 13th, we'll be having an elm thinning workshop again with Aaron. And Reese, you're invited to stop by any of these. And Aaron will be talking a lot about kind of adjacent to what Reese was saying about sort of the pluses and minuses of the ecosystem services that elms provide and the risks and disadvantages of keeping them and how we can sort of thin elm vegetation to kind of transition some of our very degraded urban landscapes into a state that they can support more native vegetation going forward. And so Aaron will be leading that. We then have our biggest event of the year, Love Your Watershed Day, coming up on May 4th. That will be at DeVargas Park with a lot of partners and fun activities and music and dance and yoga and all kinds of fun. So invite you all to come out for that. Stop by other workshops throughout the summer. We're also doing our spring school field trips into the municipal watershed, climate masters. We've all got our hands full, but in a good way. I also just want to give a shout out. I just became a city water customer and downloaded Ion Water and want to appreciate how helpful that app is and encourage your listeners to download it as well.
Awesome, Maury. I love it. Way to end with the Ion Water. No, it's great. You know, I'm really fortunate to really be sitting in the room with you guys. I think the water conservation program really owes all of its success to the partnerships that we form in the community. You know, we're sort of this hub. We don't go out and do all the work across all sectors, you know, within the city. We really partner with the experts that do that job the best. And so it's great working with you guys on all the projects that we work on. It's great to be able to be with you on the panel tomorrow. And again, you know, for our listeners, the three of us will be at the Southside Library tomorrow at 2 o'clock, and we're going to be sharing, you know, some of the things that we've talked about today, but, you know, there's a lot more that we're going to dive into. And on the city end, you know, we're really going to be focusing on some of the resources that we can provide our, you know, residents with regard to spring planting. You know, we've been partnering with the Municipal Tree Board, and they have developed a really great tree guide that we're going to be using as sort of the baseline for some tree rebates that we're going to be looking at in the near future. And so we also have native seeds, pollinator seeds. We have a planting brochure from the Xerces Society. I mean, we have lots of resources, and basically they're all of our partners' projects that we're just helping support. So please come out tomorrow and learn more, interact with the three of us. You can ask us any questions about any of the work that we're doing. There will be a discussion following the panel where we can all hang out and have those discussions. Please join us. And we really just want to thank the city's library program. I mean, it is amazing how many different types of programming they put out throughout the year. I mean, it's 2-3 things a week sometimes. And so just a shout out to them and all the work that they do. So, you know, we're about the end of the show. Reese, is there anything else you want to leave our listeners with, or any shout outs that you would like to give?
You know, April 13th, we have a little interesting tour for the New Mexico Mycological Society, because, you know, the whole state is kind of getting their ears upon this whole rain garden idea and using fungi and bioremediation. And so that Saturday, I believe it's in the afternoon. You'd have to probably check out the website, because I don't have the information in front of me too. But if you, you know, go to the New Mexico Mycological Society website, we're going to be leading a tour through a bunch of the rain gardens we've done over it on Alameda, which is one of my favorites. And then, of course, at our office. And then we're going to finish up over at my house, so people can kind of tour through and see mycology in the urban food forest environment. And interestingly enough, this spring we've already had a few flushes of mushrooms at my house, so it's very exciting. People can see how we plug logs, the whole process of inoculating with fungi, and all these, you know, relatively interesting and new concepts that I think I would love to spread to everybody. If everybody can do it, that would be wonderful. So anyway, that will be cool. So Maury and I are going to be very busy that Saturday doing all kinds of stuff. So good work, everybody.
Right. And send me those dates too. We can put them on our website and help you promote them as well. So yeah, send that over to me.
Great. Will do.
All right. And Maury, any other information you would like to put out there?
Sure. Well, on a related note, I want to shout out my team for updating, for the first time in many years, the rain garden map on our website. So I'm pretty sure it's up to date. You can go to our website. I'll have a link in my presentation tomorrow, and you can look at all of the rain gardens, not just that the Watershed Association sponsored, but I think any rain garden or even some adjacent green stormwater infrastructure projects around the city. Ride your bike around, walk around, drive around even, and go check out the beautifully designed, diverse rain gardens that we have around our city. We're also working on a walking map for some of the kind of closer sites downtown that you can walk to with your friends or family. So again, that's on our website. I think it's santafewatershed.org/raingardens. So check that out. It's a Google map, so you can put it right in your phone and navigate to any of the Santa Fe rain gardens. So I'm really excited that we finally updated that. Each pin has photos and a little bit of information, so we'll be keeping that updated. And yeah, I just want to echo what Reese was saying about stormwater historically being such a problem, but how it can be such an important solution for that can improve our watershed's resilience as we look at all of these challenges. So really excited to work with both of you and our community on this really exciting topic at this very important time.
Fantastic, Marie. That is really great. And you know, what I think would be really cool is if sometime we can take the area that these rain gardens are capturing from and let people know how many millions of gallons we are now responsible for infiltrating in the city between all these different wonderful groups and all the support from the city. So well done.
Thank you. We do have some of that information on our website too, but we're still working on updating it. But yeah, great. Great point. And one, I'm sorry, Christine, we're so excited about it.
But I love it.
I do just want to say, you know, for those folks downstream who are thinking, well, what's happening to all this water that's being trapped in rain gardens? You know, it can be nerve-wracking to downstream users, but rain gardens are not dams. They're not detention ponds where the water is just sitting there and not flowing downstream. What's happening is that rather than sending our neighbors downstream flash floods full of pollutants, we're sending clean, consistent water at a lower flow that's actually usable and safe. So I think that's a really important distinction that, you know, water is still flowing in the ground and that rain gardens are a very important part of the water cycle. They're not trapping water for any one neighborhood to use or something. You know, they really do contribute to the health of the entire watershed and our downstream users as well. So there really is no downside from my perspective to constructing rain gardens.
Wow. Very well said.
Yeah, you guys have really taken it to another level. That's awesome with the mapping. You know, we'll definitely promote that, you know, on our platforms too, because people will ask, and I know a few, but it's just great. I'm excited to walk the tour, so it's a great job, you guys, and really awesome to be able to support the work that you guys do and collaborate with you, and just thank you very much for being on the show today. Appreciate it.
Thank you,
Christine. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, so for our listeners, thank you so much for listening today. Please join us at the library tomorrow on the South Side at 2:00. And there'll be lots of giveaways, lots of information, and the chance to really pick our brains, you know, if you have any questions or anything that you want to learn more about. So thanks, everyone, again. And to learn more about our programs, please visit SaveWaterSantaFe.com. And hope you all have a wonderful Easter holiday.
Thank you so much, Christine, Maury, and Reese. Happy Easter.